This is The Week in Fake News with
Adam Made Male.
That's all right. He's here to take us through the week that was, but also wasn't.
Kind of, yeah, that's right. looking fantastic on a Friday, guys, may I say. Look, for those who play radio, Fridays, people can look a little ratty, but you guys, shiny.
Thank you.
Shiny as eggs. And now, construction started this week on the new emergency department at the Mount Barker Hospital, which is great news. $15 million. New emergency department. Great news for the people of the Adelaide Hills. They're hoping this one won't smell so much like wee. So, fingers crossed there. Today is National Drink Wine Day. Which at my house is all the days. And, of course, here in South Australia, we're blessed, aren't we, with a wonderful wine culture. So many great wineries. You think back a generation ago. If my mum had guests around, she'd crack open a box of Tremina Riesling. It wasn't great. It smelled a bit like battery acid. And then she'd get out her Richard Marx album on the record player, and she'd put out little Jats crackers with little smoked mussels on the top. And that was how you'd celebrate with friends back in the day. Nowadays, of course, we've got beautiful reds, we've got beautiful whites, we've got smoked cheeses, we've got goat's cheese. It's lovely. You had stuff with ants on it before and it was still tasty. I mean, the music's crapper, but everything else is heaps nice, so that's good. And, of course, there'll be plenty of drink and food at the Fringe. It's coming, guys, isn't it?
Launch tonight.
Yeah, launch tonight and expanding into our region too. And I like how they've tailored it for regional South Australia. Like, in Adelaide, there's the Royal Croquet Club, and in Murray Bridge, there's the Ramblers Footy Club. You know? See, it's nice how they've done that. In Adelaide, they have the Garden of Unearthly Delights, and in Whyalla, the Garden of Dirty Gatorade Bongs. It's just tailoring it for them. Yeah,
and
West End has extended its sponsorship of the SANFL. Mm. That was announced today till the end of 2024, taking the long-running partnership to 70 years, which is the average age of a West End drinker. it's a perfect match for both, because just like West End, SANFL players piss off to Victoria as soon as they can too.
So, yes.
Good news there, my friends, is the Adam Made Mail.
Thank you very much, Adam. We'll see you again next Friday.
Bye-bye.